The Monkey Who Wanted Misery. Monkey was sitting in a tree. It was his favorite tree, because underneath the tree was the path where all the people walked. He loved to watch the people. They were so funny. One morning, a woman came along, carrying a big calabash full of sugar syrup. Just under the tree, a root jumped out of the ground and tripped her. She dropped the calabash, and it broke, spilling the sugar syrup everywhere. "Oh, misery me! Misery me! Papa God, why you bring me so much misery?" But there was nothing she could do, so she walked home. Monkey was curious. He climbed down out of the tree and looked at the puddles on the ground. It looked wet. He sniffed it. It smelled sweet. He put his finger in, and he licked it. It was sweet. He put his whole paw in, and he licked it. It was delicious. Monkey rolled and rolled and did somersaults in the puddles. Then he licked his fur all over. The sugar syrup was the best thing he'd ever tasted. But then, it was all gone. There was no more. So Monkey sat down to think. Let's see. What did that lady call this stuff? Oh, I know. She called it misery. And where did she say she got it? That's right. She said Papa God brought it to her. I'll go see Papa God. So Monkey ran through the forest until he got to Papa God's house. He climbed over the high wall, and he found Papa God sitting under a tree. He was taking a nap. Monkey ran right up and shook him by the toe. Papa God! Papa God! Oh, Monkey, what do you want? Papa God, I want some misery. Oh, Monkey, you're one of the most miserable creatures I know. Why do you want more misery? I want misery because it's good. Oh, Monkey. Well, if that's what you really want, you can have it. Just pick that bag over there hanging on the wall. No, not that one, the other one, right there. That's it. Yeah, take that one, and what I want you to do is take that bag out to the middle of a field. I want you to go so far that you can't see any trees. And when you get right in the middle of the field, open that bag. You'll have all the misery you want. Oh, thank you, Papa God. Thank you, thank you. Monkey took the bag out to the middle of a field. It was heavy, but he ran all the way. He looked around. The trees looked like little mushrooms on the horizon. So he went a little farther. There, the trees were all gone. He put the bag down, and he untied the string, and he opened it up, and out jumped three huge, snarling, mad, hungry dogs. They started to chase Monkey and run all over the place. Monkey jumped and ran and swerved and curved around, but he couldn't get away from those dogs. He looked and looked for trees, but he got to where there were little mushrooms on the horizons, but he still couldn't find them. Oh, he was running, and he was getting so tired. Oh, the dogs were almost right on his tail. He didn't know what to do, and then all of a sudden, a tree popped right up out of the ground. Monkey ran up the tree to the top branch and sat there. The dogs snarled and growled and bit at the tree, but they couldn't climb it. After a while, they went away. And then Monkey came down. You see, Papa God had made that tree grow because even Monkey didn't deserve that much misery.